were brought to Australia under a law that no longer exists. Now, two asylum seekers transported under Medevac legislation, repealed in December last year, have been released from detention. They're believed to be the first detainees brought to Australia under the law to be granted visas. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
The two asylum seekers released this week have spent more than a year in detention after being brought to Australia for medical treatment under the now repealed Medevac legislation. The first was released on Monday in Brisbane, just 3 days before a hearing scheduled in the Federal Circuit Court seeking to declare his detention illegal. Nolene Harendran represents both men.
It was because the hearing was on the 10th, and we believe that it was due to the day, the 10th, and that they made the decision just before.
Nolene Harendran and lawyer Daniel Taylor from Sydney West Legal and Migration represent several refugees and asylum seekers with hearings scheduled before the Federal Circuit Court. Most are detained in hotels. A second client was freed in Melbourne on Wednesday. Nolene Harendran hopes the releases will continue.
Yes, it would, in our point of view, set a precedent to people who are in a similar situation. Yes, we think it could.
The Medevac Amendment to the Migration Act was passed by Parliament against the government's wishes in February 2019. It was repealed just 9 months later. The legislation allowed refugees and asylum seekers from Manus Island in Papua New Guinea and Nauru to be brought to Australia for treatment if it was recommended by a medical panel. Prime Minister Scott Morrison argued it undermined the government's control over who could be brought here, as he said in the days before the law passed in February 2019.
There's nothing to stop in that case someone who's a pedophile, who's a rapist, who's committed murder, any of these other crimes can just be moved on the say-so of a couple of doctors on Skype.
AM contacted the Department of Home Affairs about the men's release. In a statement, it said it does not comment on individual cases. Advocates have long argued that detainees brought to Australia under the Medevac law have been treated more harshly than others. Jonna Favero of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says about 1,000 people transferred to Australia for medical and other reasons before or after the Medevac law are now living in the community.
It's only that group who were transferred under Medevac who are still in detention. When others are not in detention, they're living in the community.
Former Independent MP Dr. Karen Phelps was a leading campaigner for the Medevac law.
I suspect this is an outbreak of reality. And what's happening is that the government is seeing that people cannot go back to their country of origin. They cannot be returned to the places where they were previously held in offshore detention. And long-term detention of people in hotel rooms in Australia is just not an option.
Former Federal Independent MP Karen Phelps ending Norman Hermont's report.